It's being announced as the biggest overhaul of the private health insurance system in over a decade. Australians are being promised simpler policies and more affordable premiums. Young Australians are being offered discounts of 2% of their premiums every year from the age of 25, up to a maximum of 10%. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the changes will get more young people into the market.
There's a real incentive for young people to come into the system and to take up private health cover. They want private health cover, but affordability has been an issue. And interestingly, the more young people you have in the system, the lower the average cost of premiums for everybody, because they're less likely to claim. But what they do want to claim for, we know, is mental health, and so we've made mental health easier to access.
The government also says there'll be better access to mental health services, with waiting times scrapped. Private health insurance premiums have risen on average more than 5% each year since 2010. Greg Hunt says that rate should come down under the government's plan.
We want to get the absolute lowest outcome for consumers in terms of the cost that they pay, so the best outcome for consumers. So I'm working with the private health insurers to help drive down the premium pressures. They have guaranteed in writing that they will pass through all of the cost savings, but we'll keep going, and every single dollar matters to every consumer.
A simple labelling system has been introduced for healthcare plans to be categorised as gold, silver, bronze or basic, based on the level of cover they offer. But the opposition health spokeswoman Catherine King is criticising the government for not cracking down on so-called junk policies, which offer minimal levels of cover.
The fact that we've had increasingly junk policies on the market, the fact that the government has broken its election promise and retained junk policies remains concerning to me. Labor has said very clearly we think that junk policies should go.
Ms King also doubts the government's promise that healthcare costs will come down.
There is absolutely no guarantee in this package that there will be a lower private health insurance premium rise in April next year. No guarantee at all. Certainly we'd welcome if there is any downward pressure on private health insurance premiums, but from what we can see from this package, there is no guarantee it will be less than 4%.
Government rebates for natural remedies such as herbal medicine, yoga and Pilates will be taken off the list of items covered. While the federal government struck an agreement with the manufacturers of pacemakers and prosthetics to bring the cost down by $1 billion over the next 4 years. Scott Wilson, the CEO of healthcare comparison company iSelect, says he expects the government measures will slow the increase in costs for private healthcare.
No doubt there's a challenge when you see that even at, say, a 4% rise, that's more than double the wages. Wages are going up. But we think the combination of these measures will actually continue to have a sustainable private health insurance system for many years.